America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 1 hour from now, we will be joined by Kevin Barrett of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. I know that many of you at RBN are familiar with Kevin Barrett because he has a show on this network. It will be fun to have him on for 2 hours this morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time to talk about the issues that mean the most to Kevin. And that in the long run may mean the most to you and to me, the way things are looking in the world. You can find his website at mujca.com. That's mujca.com. Tonight, I will be on Michael Collins Piper's show, which begins at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Michael will be broadcasting from Washington, D.C., as he usually does in the evenings with RBN. And he's asked me to come on the show, and we're going to have, I think, a very good and productive evening tonight, talking about a whole host of things, probably related most to the Middle East and to Iran and Israel, but other things may come up as well in the course of our conversation. That's going to be with Michael Collins Piper this evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know if you had an opportunity to read any establishment press today in regard to what they consider to be newsworthy. There was a very important clip, I thought, a very amusing clip of Hillary Clinton on CNN.com trying to have her cake and to eat it, too, in regard to the whole issue of the gay rights movement. You may recall that General Peter Pace, the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had termed homosexual conduct immoral and had said that the current don't ask, don't tell policy should continue in the military. Mrs. Clinton, of course, has, according to CNN today, hedged on the whole question of whether or not she considers homosexual conduct to be immoral. On the one hand, she clearly has the historic backing of the homosexual rights community. On the other hand, she's now running for president and recognizes that there's a certain percentage of the American public that does believe this conduct to be immoral, hence her attempt to nuance this question to the satisfaction of virtually no one. So if you happen to be looking at CNN.com today or some of the other establishment corporate media sources, that story is likely to come up, and it will be very interesting to take a look at it from the vantage point of Mrs. Clinton's foray into presidential politics, where clearly her historic constituency on the cultural issues especially has been on the far right, far left of the American political spectrum. Now she's trying to nuance things a little bit while continuing to enjoy the backing of the historic far-left constituencies in the Democratic Party on issues like abortion on demand and homosexual and lesbian rights. But this whole issue of homosexual and lesbian participation in a full public way in the armed forces of the United States is likely to surface once again as a campaign issue in 2008. I would suggest that the left's effectiveness in terms of getting ahead of the rest of us on these cultural issues goes back to what we've talked about time and again on this show, and that's the whole question of incrementalism. The left has understood something very clearly and has been very effective with it for many, many years, and that is to get what they can take at any given time and then not to surrender anything ever, but simply to chip away incrementally so that yard by yard and step by step, they could eventually achieve what was not possible had the entire package been unveiled in the beginning. And, of course, the Clinton administration, the Bill Clinton administration, attempted to remove all strictures against homosexual conduct in the military back in the early 90s, failed to do so, but got Don't Ask, Don't Tell as an intermediary step to what now will be a full-blown step toward the removal of any prohibitions on this conduct as far as members of our armed forces are concerned. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on RBN. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM, AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station in Memphis that's going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South through the vehicle of conventional radio. We're still in the process of working to pick up additional conventional affiliates in very significant places around the country, at the same time that we expand our outreach in the World Wide Web and also on international shortwave. My technician tells me today that he and those he is most directly involved with in restoring the RBN archives will have that whole situation accomplished for the rest of us in a very short-term period of time. And we need to take our hats off to these fellows because this is a bundle of work. I say that as one who is not a technical person and can only imagine how difficult it has to be. But the long and the short of it is that once those archives are restored, all of the individual hosts will be involved in helping these fellows to update these show descriptions and titles and subjects and so forth so that it will be very user-friendly in terms of browsing it. So that's the project, and the project is very close to arriving at the next level of completion, and we will keep you posted on that. so that you can find anything that you need to find at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And again, I can't say strongly enough how much I appreciate the work of these technicians, because I am not a technically oriented person. Those of you who know me well would know that to be true, and therefore I take my hats off to those fellows who are restoring our network in a way that's going to keep us effective and bring us to the next level of effectiveness in the days ahead. You know, as we continue to move toward all kinds of things in the Middle East and elsewhere, I find that I need the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network more than ever. And I am very appreciative of the fact that I am on this network and that I have the opportunity to encounter people like Mark Glenn and Kevin Barrett and Michael Collins Piper and all of the other folks who have brought me to a new level as I learn more about certain issues and the importance of certain issues in regard to why I was such a benevolent but deceived person 20 to 25 years ago. Maybe you find yourself in that situation as well as you're listening to my voice this morning, thinking about times past when you thought that voting for Ronald Reagan or Jack Kemp was going to, revitalize America, or when you trusted someone in corporate media or in the establishment wing of the American educational process, only to discover that there was something wrong. I think as we continue to work together at RBN and at the American Free Press and through vehicles like this, we can jointly be involved together in a learning process. You know, folks out there who listen to me are constantly sending me updates on subjects and articles and recommendations for guests. I appreciate all of these things because I do put them in a very special place where from time to time I try to reserve the time on a weekly basis to go back through these materials and to start selecting information from them for the planning of a new week's full of shows. So I appreciate the fact that there are folks out there that recognize that planning these shows and doing proper guest recruitment and doing some research on the subjects can be a very, very difficult and lengthy endeavor. And I really appreciate the fact that some of you have tried to help me in that regard by sending me suggestions and names and topics, possible topics for future shows in conversation with the right guests. So keep that sort of thing coming for me, and we'll be looking in the days ahead at a whole variety of things. And I'm looking forward to having Kevin Barrett on today at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. And I'm also looking forward to being with Mike Piper tonight on his show, which begins at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be sure to tune that in if you have time to do it. We'd love to hear from you. And both on this show and on Mike's show tonight, of course, you can always call in at 1-800-313-9443 and have a direct conversation with both host and guest. So we'll be looking at a series of things tonight at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Michael Collins Piper Show. Getting back to some things we were covering yesterday, William Bloom was on this show, one of the two people on this show, talking about things related to empire. Bill Bloom, as you've probably discovered if you had time to look at anything yesterday on Google, is the editor of something called the Anti-Empire Report. I like Bill Bloom's report, by the way. It gives you an incredible compendium of articles that enable you to research things both near-term and long-term, historically speaking. And if you go to his website at killinghope.org, you'll see what a comprehensive compendium and repository of information it is. The one thing that Bill said yesterday that I found to be very revealing, however, that is an acknowledged difference between left and right on this whole subject, and I'm speaking now about anti-war left and anti-war right, that as much as we agree on the subject of the war and what's behind the war and the danger of an expansion of this conflict in the Middle East, there are very important differences to keep in mind and to keep front and center before us in regard to the fact that the alliance between anti-war left and right can probably go only so far. Hopefully it has some effect in bringing the case against this Middle Eastern involvement and the expansion of this Middle Eastern situation to a much wider American political audience. But by the same token, there are differences and presuppositions that I don't think can possibly be bridged. William Bloom, if you read his own materials, is an acknowledged socialist. He also has a a faith in big government that is not shared by anyone on the real right. He made that distinction yesterday in a very honest statement that it was important to remember that the libertarians and the paleoconservatives on the right, who are saying the same things as the anti-war left in regard to this disastrous situation in the Middle East, nonetheless have a distrust of government and big government that is not shared by those on the left, including William Bloom. I would simply say that I am comfortable with the notion that has been consistently articulated by people on both the paleoconservative America First side of the aisle on the right, as well as by the libertarian right. And that is the idea that a government that has imperialistic policies and ambitions abroad that are oriented toward empire is of necessity the same government that is going to be oppressive toward its citizens at home. And the government that socialists and leftists believe should be benevolently involved in our lives in a whole host of areas is the same government that of necessity will become a tyrannical government. This is where those of us on the right are to be completely distinguished from those on the left who agree with us on the war, but on a whole host of other issues do not see eye to eye at all in regard to the role of the central state, what's legitimate for it and what isn't. And that's something that needs to be watched in the days ahead. For right now, it's undeniable that when you study the lists of some of the groups that are involved in the anti-AIPAC protests in Washington, D.C., and many of the protests that are taking place around the country where it comes to this war, they tend to be leftist in origin. And that's something that has to be watched very, very closely. I, for myself, find it very difficult to sign petitions and to be involved in activities that involve groups and organizations that otherwise are my ideological enemy. That would include the Communist Party and the radical socialist groups and all of the collectivist groups on the left that would attempt to trust and deify the central state. There's no one on the American right that can possibly agree with one iota of that sort of thing. And again, it's a curious thing because when it comes to Israel and the Middle East, you find that left and right, there are interesting coalitions and alliances taking place that involve both sides of this question involving Zionism and this question of whether or not the United States ought to be more deeply involved militarily in the Middle East. Those alliances are interesting to study because they are curious characterizations of alliances and relationships that otherwise have very little in common with one another, that in some cases can be even antithetical to one another. And by the same token, as we watch this whole thing developing in the days ahead, it may be difficult for these left-right alliances to come together in a more meaningful way because the presuppositions on both sides of the aisle are potentially too much to overcome. By the way, John Hagee's been getting a lot of time in the press lately, hasn't he? The Jewish Week, we were looking at this article yesterday. The Jewish Week, which serves the Jewish community of Greater New York, has observed that the so-called hardline pastor received a prime AIPAC speaking spot. This, again, underscores what we were just talking about, the fact that there is a tremendous amount of ideological diversity within both the pro- and anti-Israel movements. And on the pro-Israel side of the aisle, it's quite interesting to see that the prominence given to John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio is potentially the most significant pro-Israel force now, the public pro-Israel force in the Christian right, with the so-called Christians United for Israel, that his presence at these Jewish lobby operations causes some internal dissonance for other people that are involved in those constituencies who are basically socialists and collectivists who have pro-abortion and pro-homosexual orientations and who see in John Hagee someone that they're very queasy being linked to publicly. That's a fascinating study. In the Jewish Week of New York, emphasizes that this business of John Hagee and AIPAC is something that causes a lot of distress for some American Jews. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN, Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're just kicking around some ideas this morning before Kevin Barrett comes on at 8 o'clock and looking at some news stories. I, again, am making reference to the Jewish Week, which is a publication that serves the Jewish community in Greater New York. They have a post in the last couple of days entitled John Hagee, as in John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, gets prime APAC speaking slot. All kinds of interesting things in this article, including what we've talked about since the beginning of the show, and that is that when it comes to war and the Middle East and Israel, that there are some fascinating, very diverse, and some would say contradictory constituencies on both sides of the aisle taking place when it comes to these subjects. I can think of nowhere else where this is more obvious than in the whole question of Israel, where John Hagee finds himself to be in alliance with people that have a great deal of an antagonism toward the Christian right. Abraham Foxman, for example, the national director of the Anti-Defamation League, and a strong critic of many Christian right groups, said he is not alarmed about Hagee's role in the IPAC or APAC policy conference. Quote, "I think there is a role for him," Foxman said. "He has earned a certain recognition with the community because of his support of Israel." Fascinating thing, as we continue to read Foxman's comments here in the Jewish Week, he said he expects that Hagee will get a good reception. Quote, "It's a friendly platform," he said. "I'm sure an overwhelming majority may be pleased with what he says," unquote. That reflects an annual conference expected to strike a hawkish note on a number of issues, starting with the threat of a nuclear Iran. When you look at the hostility of Abe Foxman, the national director of the Anti-Defamation League, toward American conservatism in general, and the Christian right specifically on a whole host of issues, why is he so absolutely enamored of John Hagee? Why does he say he's not alarmed about Hagee's role in this policy conference? Pretty clear that the possible reason for that, or probable reason, is that Mr. Hagee is doing exactly what AIPAC wants him to, what Abe Foxman of the ADL wants him to, and what the Zionist Organization of America wants him to, and that is to beat the drumbeats ongoingly for an ongoing expansion of American military presence in the Middle East, and specifically for an American preemptive attack on Iran, which quite obviously is the ultimate agenda at this juncture of the Jewish lobby. I don't think there's any question about it. And that, it seems to me, may be in conjunction with the ancient Zionist dream of having an Israeli state that extends from the Nile River to the Euphrates. We'll keep an eye on that in the days ahead. But it's curious that when you look at the presence of John Hagee at a conference like this, that also involves Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and people like Nancy Pelosi, that something very curious is going on here in regard to the nature of the constituency that supports Zionism. And for all of you who are listening to this broadcast, left, right, and center, who are opposed to American blood and American treasure being spent on this endeavor, it is important that we stand united on that issue and that we make our feelings known and that we oppose the direction that Mr. Hagee and company want to take the United States in regard to this war in the Middle East with every fiber of our being. A couple of other things come up with this AIPAC business, as the Jewish Week outlines it here, and then I'll take a caller. Israel, through AIPAC, is not simply utilizing it as a means of continuing to pump up donations to the Jewish lobby, but they are also lobbying to get Congress to do what they have just done, which is to freeze an administration request for $86 million in emergency aid to boost Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's forces. Very fascinating that Israel sees this as a two-edged situation. More money for Israel and a bleeding dry of the Palestinian Authority, which continues to have its lands occupied, and where Israel continues to expand its settlements in areas that they had agreed to give up in the Oslo peace process. Who's talking about that in the Republican Party? Virtually no one that I can see. Nobody's talking about it in the Democratic Party, that's for sure. And what we have here is a situation where, once again, the American-Israel Political Action Committee and the Anti-Defamation League find themselves at least up to now in a situation where they can pretty much say that they have an absolutist control of the American political process, both on Capitol Hill and in the executive branch of the American government, if you study the policy statements made by the various major party candidates who are believed to have any chance at actually winning their respective party nominations. And certainly they have things wrapped up in regard to the American media. My friend Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar, the Iranian political scientist who was on with us on Monday coming from Norway, has an article that I have mentioned before that BATR has now posted. It's entitled "The Great Deception, the Propaganda That We Pay For." Dr. Bakhtiar, among others, has some very interesting observations about who it is that owns the American corporate media. We'll be back and we'll take a caller. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, by Kevin Barrett of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. You can find Kevin's website at mujca.com. And, of course, he is very familiar to those of you who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm looking forward to talking to Kevin for the first time. And I'm also looking forward to being on Michael Collins Piper's show tonight at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. When Mike and I, as usual, will have all kinds of things to talk about related to the Israeli lobby, related to Iran, related to other topics as it impacts upon your life and mine in the days ahead. We have a caller, Bob in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Bob.
You know, I called in before you started talking about John Hagee, but since you brought him up, you know, I would like to say to all the Christian people that read their Bible to believe what God says and not what man says. You know, John Hagee is a blatant liar, and he's well accepted by the Israeli lobby and AIPAC and all of those people because he lies for them, and he's one of them. But when I had a friend at one point in time, he calls into radio stations once in a while. He goes by Davey from Dallas, and he said to me, he said, you know, if you really want to see who obtained the promises that God made to Abraham, then you would look at the quality of life index for the world, and you would see what nations were the leading indicators of a high quality of life, because he promised Abraham that they would be many nations and they would bless the world. And so, you know, when, like today, if you looked it up today for 2006, those countries would be in this order: France, Switzerland, Australia, Denmark, New Zealand, Austria, the United States, Sweden, Finland, and Italy. Now, none of those are Jewish nations. As a matter of fact, when he said to Abraham that he would make of his descendants many nations, the Jews have only made one fraudulent nation that has absolutely not one scintilla of evidence that it should exist. And while many in the media will criticize Ahmadinejad for what he said related to the Holocaust, which was the Holocaust occurred in Europe, and it was done by Germans, so what does that have to do with all these Russian Jews moving to Palestine? And what he said is absolutely true. Now, you know, I don't know Ahmadinejad. I actually think that he's one of them. I think he is working hand-in-hand with all the people that run the countries of the world that would like to see World War III. But most importantly, the reason I called was I would like for the Christian community out there to stop listening to men, start reading their Bible. And, you know, Mark, you were trained in the seminary, and I bet it was hardly ever said to you that you should teach the blessings that were promised to Abraham to the congregation. Because God can't lie, or he's not God. So if God said, I'm going to promise this to you and your descendants, it ought to be there somewhere. And then when you go to look and you find out who it is, then you'll find out who his people are. And you also find out that it's not the Ethiopians. You know, we have all these television programs, and they search all over the world for the lost tribes. And the lost tribes are growing the food that feeds the world. You know, the bottom line is we have to stop being readily accepting fraud, and that's what we've done. This state of Israel is a man-made concoction that was dreamt up by the Rothschilds and the United Nations, both ungodly people and organizations, and we need to start looking at the truth and believe our word of God and not the word of men.
Let me ask you one thing, Bob, and then I need to take another caller this morning, but I'm just curious. I have met John Hagee on one occasion, and that was about 15 years ago. I've often wondered if he actually believes the things that he is saying about the Zionist state of Israel and the Middle East, or whether, in fact, this is a simple question of saying those things that that please those with the most money that can be conveyed to the mouthpieces for the policy. I, again, have only met Hagee once. I don't know the guy. Obviously, I can't look into his heart. But what's your impression? Do you think that he is simply saying this sort of thing because of the lucrative character of what it can bring into his ministry? Or do you think at the same time that he has an actual sincere but misguided ideological belief that this stuff is true?
Well, I'd have to say that any preacher or a man of God that is going to spread the truth would investigate it until he knew it. And I know that Hagee refers to Ezekiel 37 and 38 consistently when he speaks publicly, and he conscientiously avoid certain scriptures. It says that Israel, when it's attacked, will be a nation at rest, a nation of unwalled villages without bars or gates, a nation with cattle in its midst. Okay, that doesn't depict the state of Israel as we know it today. And so he keeps telling us that they're going to be a nuclear attack on the state of Israel, and there very well might be. But the major attack that is going to take place, I believe, will take place in the United States of America. And when you take a look at who the enemies of Israel are, they're all the descendants of the Japheth line after Noah, and they make up the Russians, the Chinese, and it tells you, you know, they're all listed out, the Persians, the Syrians, the Libyans. They're all going to come, and they're going to form a coalition to come after Israel. But when you read about Israel in the Old Testament, you should read that as the people Israel, not anything called the nation of Israel, because that's what is being referred to. And, you know, a lot of people out there don't even know that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and that, you know, they don't understand the lost tribes and their migrations into Europe, and they don't look at the names of the rivers, and like Denmark is named after Dan, the tribe of Dan, and the Tuatha De Danann were the tribe of Dan in Great Britain. And even looking at the word Britain, it's made up of two words that are Hebrew, Brit-ish. Okay, Ish is the Hebrew word for man, and Brit is the Hebrew word for covenant. And that's like B'nai Brit. That's the Sons of the Covenant. That's a Jewish Masonic organization. Okay, but British and Britain means covenant man and covenant land, and it's all Hebrew. But people who haven't done the research can't see that God is fulfilling his prophecies in spite of us. We don't even know who we are. And he says in the book of Hosea, they will not be called by my name, and they will not be my children for a long time. And then at the closing of the book of Hosea, he talks about they will learn who they are, and I will accept them back. You know, and the bottom line is God is going to prove himself without any help from us. But at the same time, he says that in the latter days, we will discover again who we are, where we came from, and what we're doing here. But the bottom line is...
Yeah, go ahead.
If God made Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob these promises, then he has to keep them, or he's not God. And the bottom line is, most Christians, they whenever they get to a part in the Bible that they don't understand, like when Jesus turned to the Pharisees and said, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust thereof you shall do," and those Pharisees are today's rabbis, and they say that they've descended in an unbroken line, he wasn't spouting hyperbole or rhetoric. He was the Son of God, and he was just telling it like it was, the truth. But most of the time in a church, they'll never bring up that scripture, or in Revelation 2:9 where it says, those who say they are Jews but are liars, that are the synagogue of Satan. And why is it so specifically pointed out that it's a synagogue of Satan? You know, most people don't even realize that there was never a synagogue in Jerusalem until after the return from the captivity in Babylon. That synagogue came straight from Babylon. And so did the Babylonian Talmud. But we just ignore the facts and listen to big, fat people like John Hagee who are just gluttons, and they rob their congregation of their soul.
Yeah, and it gets into all questions about who and what it is that constitutes the sons of Abraham spiritually, who and what it is that constitutes the Israel of God in the New Testament era. You get into questions related to covenant, questions related to obedience to covenant, all of these things of which are routinely ignored, it seems to me, by people on the Christian right who support the dispensational premillennial perspective, as Hagee does. The other thing I think that quite clearly comes into play, Bob, and we've talked about it before, and that is the idea that when you look at these alliances, it is incredible to me that when one looks at the clear left of center, far left of center agenda of most of the Jewish lobby in the United States on a whole host of cultural and spiritual questions, their overwhelming support for the abortion lobby and the gay lobby and the pornography lobby, just to name three, is self-evident, that in the midst of all of that, that people like Hagee would find themselves in alliance with this sort of thing is extremely suspect. And I think it's back to the very passage that you cited from John chapter 8 going back two millennia. And that is that when we start talking about the nature of Pharisaic Judaism, when we start talking about the Babylonian Talmud, when we start talking about the the overwhelming character ideologically of the Jewish lobby in this country, which goes back to a whole host of things, including Bolshevism, it does not bode well for many of the institutional leaders of the Christian right, it seems to me, that they are in an alliance which is so contradictory that it would beg closer examination, it seems to me. And yet routinely, thousands upon thousands of individual American Christians who come from the evangelical backgrounds just on a knee-jerk, visceral basis support whatever they're told by people like Hagee and Falwell and Pat Robertson without looking at the biblical evidence and without looking at the contemporary political evidence that suggests that this alliance is a contradictory one when it comes to the real interests of the true Christian right in the United States. I mean, how does one undertake a political alliance with people who basically have a social and cultural agenda that is 180 degrees removed from the essence of the biblical faith? And that's something, again, that is routinely ignored, it seems to me, in most of the mainstream Christian print and electronic media in this country for all of the obvious reasons, and that is that the same interests, paradoxically enough, that control much of the American corporate media scene are the same people who have their fingers into Christian media now. I mean, this was brought up by Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar on Monday, that you have Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and the British Telegraph, who also now owns the Christian Zondervan Publishing House. Why is that? I think it's self-evident that there's a reason for it. One is that it makes money, and the second is that it gives a further opportunity to censor and to manipulate the information that people receive. And I would suspect that there are all kinds of people out there in the Christian community who may know something about Rupert Murdoch, may know something about Fox News, but could not necessarily tell you for 1 minute that the same guy who owns Fox News is the same guy who owns Zondervan. So this is how deep these roots and links and associations and money trails go. And I think it's clearly to the detriment of our people, without question.
Well, you know, Mark, I think for the most part, good Christian people refuse the admonitions of Christ when he said, by their fruits you shall know them. And I think it would be a good idea if people would begin to use their common sense and start asking a few questions, because we're on the precipice of World War III, and this country is losing its freedoms one at a time. You know, and this is the consistent hand of God in the lives of the people of Israel, is that every time they started getting out of line, they ended up being taken captive and were made slaves. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States of America. You know, those 10 nations that I just gave you a minute ago off of this, it was off of a website that's called the internationalliving.com. And they give advice where to visit for vacations and stuff. But anyway, there was a paragraph or a sentence that said, the United States falls from the top position it held in this index for 21 years in a row to take 7th place this year. Now, you stop and think about that. The United States of America was the number one country in the world for 21 years in a row, and then dropped to 7th this year. That fascinates me. And, you know, we're being invaded by all kinds of aliens. Our culture is changing. We're becoming depraved. The country, our television is nothing but worthless nonsense that fills people's heads with emptiness. You know, it's a terrible condition that we're in, and it's the fault of the Christian community at large, because they should have a better value system, and they should listen to Christ when he says, by their fruits you shall know them. And quit giving in to the temptation, the little conveniences that you think you have to have. You know, I've done without them for 20 years now, Mark, and I'm going to tell you, I'm happier today than I've ever been, and I feel a need to tell people the truth. I wouldn't have taken the position I've taken without a lot of study. I wouldn't make the statements that I make without a lot of study and without being certain that I'm correct in my assessment. And as a matter of fact, when it was first presented to me by a guy, he started telling me these things, and I told him, "Why don't you shut up, man? I'm not a bigot." Well, I'm not a bigot, and I don't think that if the people of the various countries that are named that I named earlier are the people of Israel, I don't think that they're any better than anybody else. As a matter of fact, I think God's will is being operated in spite of their obstinance and stubbornness. So, anyway, the bottom line is the Christian community has a lot to offer the world if they would get back to their Christian roots and start, you know, living their lives according to the will of God instead of the will of man.
Yes. Thanks, Bob. And I'll be Mike Piper's show tonight at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you happen to be up and around and you're listening, give me another call. Thank you. We have another caller, Daniel from British Columbia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Yes,
yes sir.
I've got something perhaps to bring us back down to earth for
sure.
A minute again. Is your characterization of the political fractions. Hello?
Yes, we're going to go to a commercial break, but stay on, Daniel. We'll take the call. This is Mark Dancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with a caller from British Columbia. Stay tuned.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning by Kevin Barrett of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. But right now we have a caller from British Columbia. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
Sure.
I was starting to discuss your characterization of the political fractions. And what you, interestingly enough, neglected to mention, which is a very, very important, I think, historical element, is anarchism. Now, anarchism is, you could have a whole program on the nature and the history of anarchistic thought and action. But one thing I can tell you unequivocally, that for an anarchist government, all government is anathema. Now, Trotsky, after the Bolsheviks took power, he made a statement that we swept out the anarchists with an iron brush. That means they liquidated them. They killed them. So, a fascinating subject for me, and one you might want to take up on, is the difference between libertarianism and
anarchism. That would be an interesting show, wouldn't it?
Yes, and you know what the theme is? You know what I think? And this is just tentative, right? Just as I was preparing to talk to you, this came to my mind, that perhaps the difference, as I see it, between the libertarian and the anarchist is the answer to the question, am I my brother's keeper? The anarchist would unreservedly say yes. I think the libertarian might hesitate for a while before answering that question.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm just contemplating what you're saying here. That's a fascinating concept.
Well, thank you. Hey, it's great that you recognize it, that you see it, that there's potential for this inquiry.
Well, you know, I've in a totally informal sort of way, have been curious about this subject for some time.
There
is there's a very fine website entitled Strike the Root. Strike the Root.
The Root.
And you can, I'm sure if you search them online, you'll find them. And,
yeah.
There are some articles on there that seem to have a libertarian orientation. There are other articles that seem to have more of the anarchistic orientation.
Excellent.
And that's been something that I have never really thought through or explored that much philosophically. I've noted that it's there, but your question spurs me to a reminder that that would make for a very, very interesting show and some further research in the area. And if you can't, I think if you just run Strike the Root on Google, that you'll find them. And there are a lot of thought-provoking articles there.
Okay, that's great, Mark. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you, and I look forward to hearing that program, and I will check out the website. Okay, hey, keep up the good work.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
That was Daniel from British Columbia, and talking about this whole business of anarchism as opposed to libertarianism and what some of the philosophical presuppositions are with both. I would suspect that within each of those movements, much as is the case with so-called conservatism, that you would find a variety of different schools of thoughts, different schools of thought within each of those headings. So that would make for a very fascinating show, and I would like to figure out